It was the first division that was created for America's participation in World War I.
You and I may be biased because we live here in Kansas, but it is truly one of the most storied divisions in U.S. military history.
That's correct, sir. It has served in all but one of America's major wars of the 20th century, and that's including the First World War, Second World War, the Vietnam conflict, Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. The only war it did not participate in was the Korean War, because it was in Europe at that time watching the Soviet troops on the other side of the Iron Curtain.
Why is it that there have been so many books written about and movies filmed about the Big Red One? Is there something unique that makes the fighting men and women of this 1st Infantry Division different than other divisions?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is that it was the first and it did participate in most all of the major conflicts. However, I believe there's a special pride in the soldiers that served with the 1st Infantry Division in that they were responsible for so many firsts. They were the first division to be sent over to Europe in 1917. It was the first division to be sent over to Europe during the Second World War in 1942. In both cases, both the First World War and the Second World War, it was the last division, American division, to come home. And it was responsible for so many firsts. It was the first complete division to arrive in Vietnam in 1965. And so the soldiers of the First and those veterans of the First have a special pride in their unit's history in being the first.
It sounds like when it comes to major conflicts that this country is involved in, typically, the first division is the first one in and oftentimes the last one's out.
That's correct, sir. I liken it to, I once spoke to a World War II veteran, and he told me the story that he said that in World War II, he's a World War II vet, and he had said that the 1st Infantry Division was the only division in the Army and there were 10 million replacements.
That's pretty good.
One of the most interesting things about the division that I've come across, at the end of World War I, the 1st Infantry Division is the only division that I know of in the Army that actually had a circus that operated for about 4 years. It was actually set up in Germany in 1919 to entertain the German populace and the soldiers that were over there on occupation duty in 1919, and it proved so popular, they brought it back to the country, and it toured the country for about 3 years. And there were actually 220 soldiers that performed along with, they had elephants, lions, trained dogs, and clowns. And they actually toured the country in the early 20s.
Are there some big names associated with the Big Red One as we look back over the last 100 years?
Well, we have General Terry Allen, who commanded the division for the North African campaign and the Sicilian campaign in World War II. Very well known. Also served here at Fort Riley in command of the 9th Cavalry before the Second World War. Also, Gordon Sullivan, who was former Chief of Staff of the United States Army, served as a commanding general of the division. Those two names are, outstanding names.
I suppose, in a sense, this state's favorite general, Dwight D. Eisenhower from Abilene, could be said to have led the first because he was the leader of all of the Allied forces in Europe in World War II.
Oh, yes. Actually, he chose the 1st Infantry Division along with Omar Bradley in the invasion of Normandy in 1944 when the division had completed two major campaigns and thought they were going to go home to train other divisions. And the comment was made that we need one of the best divisions in the Army on D-Day because we need the best of the best.